This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot has transpired in between. Well, let's back up to the Super Bowl. Some controversy about the halftime show.
Yes, they not like us. They not like us. I can't rap. definitely. Absolutely. There was a lot of controversy around it with Kendrick Lamar, who always knew who he was, knew a few of his songs, but didn't know tons about him. But definitely, it forced me to be more curious. And to learn more. The songs I was familiar with, Humble, Sit Down, I like that. Not Like Us, which pretty much spoke to his Drake feud, which I was aware of. The show didn't blow me away, and I didn't understand everything immediately. However, I knew that it was sending messages to America, so instead of dismissing it, I chose to approach it with curiosity.
Well, a lot of people, if they don't follow Kendrick Lamar, don't know his success, Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, really, and also a multi-Grammy Award winner just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he definitely is very accomplished, and I think, you know, his messages were not light. It was in the spirit of artist protest, as if people don't know many genres, country and other things was kind of like is fighting against the mainstream or has historically. But if people were looking for a warm and fuzzy or to be comfortable, this was not the art for them. A few things that, you know, stood out to me, Larry, is that black people gathering in the streets and people being concerned. Many black people do feel like when we come together, people become concerned. Uncle Sam, played by the Samuel Jackson, wanting people to play the game. The American flag built out of black people, a nod to our ugly black history. We're a country profited from the black sweat and tears that many privileged want to forget. And, you know, with it being Black History Month, some people say, why do you have black history? Well, it would be nice if we didn't have it, but, you know, black history is not really incorporated in American history well, and there's a lot of revisionist history where people whose ancestors did the oppression don't feel comfortable, so they want to wipe it out. But, you know, what, like they say, until the lion tells his story, the hunter is always a hero. And so it's important that we also wail on the voices of those who are, you know, in that space. And then I believe that his message was not about playing the game, right? His message was about speaking truth to power. As most protest music can say, you know, most music genres are founded in protests. As I said earlier, his messaging did not appeal to people who believe that there are not systemic issues and people of color have equal opportunity. This wasn't for the MAGA crowd, but I think it should be, right? I think that we don't always like messaging, but sometimes we need to listen and be curious, right? Approach things with empathy and inquiry to learn more. Until we're curious, we can just say things are divisive because it threatens our perspective. But, you know, there are two American perspectives, right? You know, a lot of people of color don't have the same experiences in mainstream. Like when people say, make America great and all that, yeah, it was great for some people, but not for all, right? And so we can't ignore those other voices. But I think the younger people, I think this really appealed in others. But yeah, definitely I would again encourage people not to be dismissed what makes you uncomfortable. Don't mean you have to agree with it, but we have to realize that there are other experiences, other narratives, and other stories. We can't just rewrite them.
What other items are you hearing down the pipeline that you're going to have to face as we move forward into the new year?
You mean in terms of challenges?
Yeah.
Oh, well, absolutely. With the things going around funding and, you know, all these freezes, we do see partners being impacted by that, like where they can't pay folks and things like that. So there are a lot of challenges, I think. I think anytime you have a new president, there are going to be changes, which are to be expected. But I think even me as a new leader, right, coming to Urban League after the leader being there almost 3 decades, you can't make all change at once. And so we just have to make sure we also hear the voice of those being impacted. I think that that's important, but there definitely are, I think, challenges around fundraising, things like that. But I think for the Urban League specifically, our work becomes more important because there will be fewer resources for people whose voices aren't heard. And the Urban League, you know, we're really trying to help people no matter what they call color they are. Most of our focus is on the African-American community. We help everybody, I mean, from refugees, white, black, I mean, you know, pink and polka dot. So I think the Urban League and the role of us will be more important. So we do need people to donate to us and support us. And our gala that's coming up too, right, which support our mission. It's on March 21st. I talked about last week. So go to our website, ulpgh.org, click on a banner and either sponsor. We're under some great people, Charlie and Latasha Batch, Dan Honorado, Highmark executive, former accounting executive, and some other great folks. It's going to be a great event where purpose meets power. And it's usually one of the best events in a city, I can say. And so, yeah, we want to see you guys there. But, yeah, but I want people to be curious and be open. Don't just dismiss perspectives that don't align with ours. Be curious and lean in.
ulpgh.org. Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Carlos, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thanks.